All right, Dr. Buckingham, we get to start with you again. Last question, and then we'll do the two-minute closes. What would you do to ensure local governments have the power to protect residents and businesses from pollution threats that the state government fails to address? And this is part of a larger conversation about that started in the 2015 legislature about should the state take away some local control in order to have a statewide standard on things like fracking or plastic bags or texting while driving, or should we let locals decide those kinds of issues?
Well, I think Governor Abbott's quote was, "We're not California and we don't want to be like California." So in general, I do agree with local control, but at some points things get so egregious that we see some of our communities, because we don't always pay as close of attention to the races for city councils and school boards and mud districts and things like that. And we get some kind of liberal-leaning folks in there that do some funny things with our communities. So I think it's a balance, honestly. You know, as far as pollution, gosh, you know, the EPA is trying to tell you that the puddle in your backyard is a navigable waterway and subject to federal regulation. You know, we've got the Clean Power Act that is going to take a substantial amount of our power generating capacity off of the grid, and I hear estimates of raising your utility rates 28%. Gosh, you know, between the TCEQ and the EPA, we probably have enough to fight on that for a long time. And that's part of why I'm a strong proponent of Governor Abbott's Convention for the States. I mean, he has proposed several rules that will keep the federal agencies from usurping our state laws. And so there are lots of things that I think we need to be doing on federal government overreach. And I think as a state leader, we want to be sure that we're not overreaching into our local communities as well, as long as they're not doing egregious things. Thank you.
Mr. Cobb.
Yes, I absolutely support state laws like that. And let me tell you why. Groundwater districts. Groundwater districts are a perfect example of this. It's one of the reasons I'm glad we live in a republic and not a democracy. Because in a democracy, what we would do is if we were going to order pizza, I would ask everybody in this room to hold up your hand. Do you want pepperoni or cheese? And you can't run a government that way. And so what happens with groundwater districts is this. Conservative people and landowners on a Tuesday night at 6 o'clock have jobs, soccer practice, church, homework. But you have these radical anti-growth environmentalists who that is their religion, and they'll be there Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, and you'll have 50 or 60 of them in a room that 12 people can tell one landowner what he or she can or can't do with your property, and I think it sets a very dangerous precedent. I am for local control. Local control is the solution for almost every problem. However, you have to have rules from the state that dictate, that set parameters for that local control. You cannot allow a group of activists that are the squeaky wheel to dictate what a person can or cannot do with their land, their water, their mineral rights. Like I said before, private property rights are the foundation of a free society, and unless we protect them in the state of Texas, Texas will not exist.
Mr. Down.
Very short answer to this. None of us like the EPA. The EPA overreaches and tells states what to do, and it goes past its authority. We don't need to create a situation where the TCEQ in Texas becomes another EPA. Local control needs to remain local, and decisions need to be made locally.
Ms. King.
So I didn't get all the examples, but I thought they were really interesting. Fracking, of course, was ruled out of bounds in Denton, and then there was a law passed that if it's in the greatest interest of the state, that no one can deny the person the right to be able to allow for their mineral use to be used for fracking. So, you know, there again, it's private property rights versus the state coming in and the general interest of the public. Plastic bags, I guess, I don't know, is Austin the only one that had that?
No, that was around the state.
Okay, well, you know, I don't like them up in my trees, but I think if that's something a city wants to do, knock yourself out, that's fine. I always forgot my cloth bag in Austin, but that's okay. Texting while driving, that's been brought up every single time, and you know why it fails every time? You can bring any car onto the lawn of the Capitol, and you can show pictures of teenagers that have died and people that texted, and they're distracted. There's already a law against distracted driving, but texting seems to be quite a different thing. It's like reading a novel while you're going down the highway, but it's been soundly defeated each time in the Senate, and the governor would say he would veto it each time. So I don't know. It's difficult when you move from county to county, state to state, and there's different laws. So go figure. I voted for a prohibition of texting while driving. It's against the law in a school zone, There's a $200 fine if you're on your cell phone. So, you know what? It's local control, but you have a state agency like TxDOT, and half their advertising is don't text and drive, so go figure. And then as far as air quality control, I think the industries are already under those levels. You know, you don't want some kind of toxic fumes going in your backyard, but, you know, again, as the state, for every law we put in, we should repeal about 10 of them. There should be a limit on how many laws and bills that you introduce, but this is a complicated question. But I don't like the state telling me anything to do, and I'm not for a lot of state over-regulation, but I think any city that wants to pass any of these bills, if that's what they want to do, that's their business to do so.
Dr. Mays.
You know, kind of in my heart, I'd want the state to tell Austin that they can't just make you have plastic bags. I mean, that's such a stupid idea. And, you know, research has shown it doesn't even work. It doesn't help. It's just kind of a feel-good thing. But in general, and as a conservative, I believe everything in government, with rare exception, is best done at the most local level possible. And so I'm enthusiastically for Austin being able to have plastic bags. And I am opposed to the state legislature telling Austin they can't. I've talked to a mayor in Brownwood who says, don't go up there and say we can't do or not do plastic bags. I mean, mind your own business. They have, you know, let the city do what they want as long as it's not egregious. I differ a little bit regarding this idea of a statewide water plan and people not showing up for local meetings. I think all of that is true. But as I'm going around the rural district, and certainly as a rural property owner, I want the least involvement at the state level of water as possible. I don't want all the urban legislators getting together and telling me what I can do with my water in Senate District 24 or what anyone else can do. I don't want them telling me that I have to put a meter on my well. And we're doing that actually here. You can put a meter on your well, and then they have the right to read that meter. And I kind of wonder, as a longtime property owner, does that give them like a blanket easement? Do they helicopter in to read my meter, or is it a smart meter? But as you go down that road, you get more and more control over stuff that you should have control on your own. And I think at least at the local level, people could step up and say, no, groundwater district, you're not going to do that. And we can't do it at the state level. So I'm for local control.
Mr. Williams.
Yes, thank you for your attention, and it's been a long night, but at least it's cold in here, so we're staying awake. Okay, I have a rule. I have a general rule. The general rule is local control. And the second rule, if you forget the first rule, go back to local control. I don't care whether it's rural or it's urban. They have home rule, and they have the right for local control. Now, clearly, if they start mucking in something like how you allocate royalties, and the state controls the production of gas and hydrocarbons, then they've overstepped and it went in and got fixed. But the reality is, I do not propose that we have anything but local control. I am not for a statewide water plan. I am for local water districts, because the further I get away from my gate, the more and more I distrust government. I want my neighbors that I can see and talk to, and hopefully all of them I can vote for, as opposed to being appointed, that are right there in my neighborhood, going to the same grocery store with me, that are making my decision about my water permit. I get a half acre foot per acre. I need 0.6 acres to do an expansion. I'm gonna have to go talk to my local people to get that expansion. I don't wanna go to Austin. I don't wanna get mucked up in a statewide water plan. I don't want to have to worry about hydrologists and lawyers and label and whatever, God forbid, these lobbyists sitting down and carving up a statewide plan. We had a problem last session we had to step in and deal with, and we did, from the groundwater districts. They were trying to take brackish water and say that was under the control of the state. I don't care whether it's got 140 parts per million total dissolved solids, or it's got 40. The second one is drinkable water. The first one is not. That water is mine. So we have to be very careful. We have to maintain local control. And if we don't, I can tell you, if we don't, we will wind up getting controlled by the cities, because I know, I've been there. I have fought them from within. You have to keep your head about yourself, and you have to fight when people are trying to take over from local control. Thank you.
Okay.